In this episode, we will be doing a 2023 recap. Campfire chat.
And then we're in the void. Again.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff on this list.
Well, we don't have to cover it. We don't have to spend too much time on each thing.
A lot. I almost feel like we should touch on like the most recent things, like, you know, Lego Fortnite finals release.
We'll do that first, and then we can go over the year afterwards. Yeah. Lego. First thing on the list is the Death Stranding movie. I don't know.
I just saw that on Game Informer, and so I'm like, okay, I'll just throw that on the list, I guess.
I don't know what to expect about that.
Apparently, like, A24 is helping with it or something.
A24
I don't know about
good movies.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that's going to be, but...
Yeah, the order of this list is, like, not...
I kind of, like, threw things in as I was seeing it, but the Death Stranding movie, I feel like it would better fit the game to be a movie, if that makes sense.
You said there was like a 2-hour cutscene, so it's already basically a movie.
Maybe a show.
Yeah.
Because like that's a lot. I feel like Death Stranding story is a lot to cram into.
Well, I don't think they're turning the game into a movie. It's going to be a movie set in the universe.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know entirely how that's going to go. But
I keep seeing memes of the you know how like what's that guy's name? Hirojuka got right.
Wait, what?
Hirojukazaki or something?
Miyazaki?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's not Miyazaki.
What's his name?
Miyazaki is the guy who did the FromSoft.
Oh, okay. Whatever the guy's name is.
Kojima.
And the Jordan Peele guy.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing memes about that game. You know how they did the face capture of the people screaming?
Like the memes are like Kojima shows off a game with just head screaming and everyone loves it.
Yeah. It's funny.
We should go over all the Game Awards stuff first, because that was last week.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Alan Wake 2 won like four.
It actually won more than I thought it would win.
It won like...
Well, you never played it, so you didn't know what to expect.
I thought it was a good game, but I thought that it being on Epic would have crippled it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it probably did, honestly.
It did. And it's never going to Steam.
Never?
It's an Epic published game.
Oh, okay.
So they... What is it? Remedy worked with Epic to publish it onto Epic.
Mm.
So it's an exclusive that's not going to Steam.
Which, speaking of Alan Wake, I've been playing the series and I really like it.
Mm.
I'm on Control now, and you don't even have to play Alan Wake to play Control.
No, because I played Control first, actually.
I've never seen like the SCP-like thing done as well as Control does it. Like, even SCP games don't do it as well.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
And it's not even SCP.
It's so good.
What do they call them in that game?
Objects of power, although it's called the Federal Bureau of Control, so FBC.
Mm.
It's really close, but even the entire building is like an secure. I like
the building is in almost together. Like an SCP.
It is one, yeah.
That almost makes me want to play that before Alan Wake.
You definitely can.
That
but,
game sounds
well. The
really
thing
fun.
Is, like, it'll. I wouldn't say it would spoil anything for Alan Wake, but the DLC for Control is an Alan Wake DLC.
Mm.
Well, I did it like that because Alan Wake 1 is the jankiest by far. So I started with the jankiest and then just went up in quality because I didn't want to play Control, which the gameplay is awesome, and then go back to Alan Wake. That's like the 2010 gameplay.
So with Control, I don't want to spend too much time here, but I'm actually kind of curious about Control. Is it Are they just objects, or is it actually like entities?
Oh, it's just entities. Like SCP objects, entities,
like gods and stuff like that. Too?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, like, I'm partially through the game, and still, it's really confusing.
Mm.
Like they do like that supernatural like flashback type thing. Like you kind of just like walk in and are thrown directly into the game, and it's revealing more as it goes on. But like even now, there are some things even about the main character that I just have no clue what's happening.
And there's like a one specific thing that's like guiding you.
Did that win game or like one of the awards or something when it came out?
I think it was not snubbed, but God of War came out the same year, and I think God of War.
I'm surprised it didn't win more. Like the combat is so cool. It's like Force Unleashed on steroids.
And like, the farther you get into the game, the more powers you get, the more like OP you feel.
Wow.
And how satisfying everything is.
Now I can literally fly up in the air, rip concrete and like cement off the walls and form a shield around my body as I shoot a guy with like a gun and like crush him with concrete.
That's crazy.
It's so good.
Like I've never seen destruction done in a linear game like that before.
So and it's so satisfying too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll have to get through the first Alan Wake.
We don't want to get into more of that because yeah. anything else would be spoilers for there, that.
We could have definitely a whole podcast.
Alan Wake 2 won quite a few awards.
God of War DLC that they announced.
Oh yeah, they did announce that.
Free DLC.
It adds 10 to 12 hours of content.
That's insane.
Free DLC. It's a roguelike mode, but there's story to it. I don't want to look anything up for it, and you guys shouldn't either, because it's apparently like an epilogue to the game.
That's crazy.
Huh. Like it adds to the game.
That's crazy.
They could have easily charged for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It made a lot of money. But crazy.
They love their audience so much that they like, here, have some free stuff. Why not?
I'm trying to think of anything else notable in the Game Awards. I mean, obviously Baldur's Gate won Game of the Year.
There's a bunch of stuff that I Light No Fire, the No Man's Sky one.
Yeah. It's easy to be like, oh yeah, well look at what they did with No Man's Sky at the start, where they promised big and then didn't deliver. But now they've actually delivered.
Yeah.
So they actually have like something to back up their claims with.
Well, they've also been working on this game. Well, 12 people.
Oh no, sorry.
For 5 years.
12 people. It's just like a reskin of No Man's Sky in one planet.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the developers of No Man's Sky announced this new game. What is it? Light No Fire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Essentially, like, they basically don't want any borders. So they want to have like an Earth almost, mm-hmm. where you can explore with friends. And from the gameplay, it looked amazing.
It's like a medieval
fantasy
open world. Yeah.
It's an entire single Earth, like Earth sized. So you probably would never be able to explore the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you could fly dragons, and I don't know. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick.
They just showed like a basic gameplay trailer, and really nothing else. And it was obvious that Sean Murray.
Yeah.
He was trying to temper expectations a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He never like promised big, but he just kind of showed it, kind of threw it out there and let people kind of think what they thought.
Jeff even made a joke about it.
Yeah, he did. But I was going to say, in the trailer, one of the main things within the first like 20 seconds of it was, here's some multiplayer footage.
Uh-huh.
With all your friends, and I'm like, they had to throw that into the trailer just for the meme. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. E3 announced that it's officially dead, never coming back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is crazy, because that used to be the big event. I don't know. They just started scaling back.
I preferred Game Awards anyway.
Well, I was going to say, because people were trashing on Game Awards for a long time. And I think we started to, and then we saw like an IGN event, and it was an ad every 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful.
Jeff.
This year's Game Awards, it was very like reflective of the last years. They stopped the people from coming up on stage and trying to be memes.
And they also really, like, last year, the voice actor for God of War, he like went on for like 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they played this music to kind of force people to like get off stage, like a nudge to like have them stop so they're on time.
Yeah. He made a jab at the Call of Duty campaign.
He said,
at least my speech was longer than this year's Call of Duty campaign.
Did you see that some of the developers were mad at
that? Yeah.
That's how it is. Like, the campaign sucked. It was short.
People
were
like,
good.
Dude, that's not what they should have been. It's a Game Awards show showcasing the games and praising the games. And it's like,
I think
the COD campaign was
one of the Call of Duty developers was like on Twitter. They're like, imagine having a low engagement community. Can't imagine or something. I'm like, you're COD.
No, it was a live service game. It wasn't a low. It was like, imagine people playing your game for a certain amount of time and then like moving on after.
Yeah.
Like it's a single player game. That's how that works.
Yeah.
So stupid.
But this year's Game Awards was pretty good. They announced some good stuff.
Big Walk.
The Alan Wake band was up there, I understand more of what it's about now, but I haven't played 2, so I haven't seen like what it was really referencing.
I'm happy they did that. Like, I'm really happy everyone was rooting for it. But at the same time, it kind of spoils a little bit.
I still don't know the context,
but like,
though, so
I don't know. It.
I don't think it spoiled it for me, because I still don't understand anything about Alan Wake 2.
Yeah, when you get to it, it won't be as much of a surprise. If that makes sense.
Hmm.
So
something else that got announced during the Game Awards was the finals, which, from what I'm seeing in the community, it's not. I don't think it had the grand opening that we were expecting.
Partially because of COD still being on a high with season 1,
yeah,
and Fortnite with all this stuff coming
out. It's just really bad timing.
It's a really bad time to release it.
Yeah. Well, I played briefly the night it was released. Did you guys notice the movement at all?
Yeah, they slowed it.
Decrease it.
Yeah, going from COD with the fast movement to that, yeah, it felt extra slow to me.
I think that might be the place where people are at, where they're like, they're coming from COD, going to finals, and they're expecting kind of like a similar fast-paced arcade-y shooter, and then they decrease the movement speed?
I don't know why they did that, though.
I don't know.
It was perfect before.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's balancing? I don't know.
Before, the heavy was the slow one, and it was understandable, but now the medium feels like the heavy.
Mm.
It's just weird.
It was a Black Angel.
When you played as the light, you would be so fast. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even light feels kind of slow.
Yeah. Yeah, they needed to like double the movement speed.
Although Ben and I played, I think, the night after, and we won 3 games in a row. It was so satisfying.
It was still fun, but it definitely felt a little...
You didn't enjoy it, Ben?
Huh? No, I was a little annoyed at the movement speed.
I play heavy, so...
I hate heavy so much.
Did the heavy get nerfed too with movement?
Heavy got nerfed a little bit, but I didn't really feel that much of a difference with heavy.
Because you're already a turtle.
Because I was already slow. Yeah. Well, yeah, but...
No, you're sentinel.
Oh. I don't know. I love heavy because you can literally like kill like 3 or 4 people with one magazine.
You're always like top frag with kills, usually.
You get the rocket launcher, which is OP as booty.
Oh, that thing's insane.
Yeah.
And then I finally got the dome shield again. Which it can say and can literally save you, that let you win.
I gotta play it again. I actually haven't played it since it released because I'm still kind of on the COD thing,
the COD grind set.
Yeah, I mean, I already finished the Interstellar skins or whatever, but it's kind of like that game I play after work just to like wind. Well, I say wind down, then I end up like
scream at it.
But, wind up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, still, somehow it's more relaxing, though.
Yeah.
Like, even though you rage at it, it's still fun.
Wait, have you seen the FPS that's called Mouse?
No.
Mouse?
It's, Ben, if you want, you can pull up a trailer for it. But
is this new?
It's coming out in, like, 2025, but it's, it's like a first-person shooter Cuphead Mickey Mouse game.
What? Is it actually Mickey Mouse branded?
No, it's not, because they can't do that.
They can on January 1st.
They actually might.
This game looks so good.
Wait, what? Is it like a... So it's difficult? It's going to be difficult?
2025?
I don't know if it's 2025. It might be 2024 or 2025.
At this point, anything 2025, I'm just not really thinking about.
I don't get why people... Well, for games, maybe. But you know what's funny?
For the hype, I guess.
McDonald's released a thing saying that they're going to bring back their grilled wraps in 2025.
What?
What?
Yeah, like it's... Are they trying to hype people up for like 2 years? Or, well, I guess it's a year.
It's still over a year right now.
Just weird.
I didn't even hear it.
Ben's getting the thing ready for those.
You might have to set the audio device speaker at the bottom right.
Oh, probably.
I'm just getting things.
It looks weird.
It looks kind of like.
There we go.
What was that game we played?
I have a feeling.
Horrible.
Which one? Oh, Bendy?
I guess.
Yeah, it's more of an action, like.
Is that blood?
Ben, it's still on the OBS for us.
Huh?
No, it's not. It's fine.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
We just see OBS.
Oh. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
So, is it going to be like a wave? Game?
No, there's like a story to it and stuff.
Multiplayer?
I don't think it's multiplayer. But it's just like the style of it. It's so cool.
It does look very interesting.
The heads are exploding?
Yeah, it's glory. Well, it's a black and white glory.
That music and like the old like 50s or whatever style reminds me of Bioshock.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just looks cool. I just wanted to.
It does look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it really 2025?
It might be.
Piano falls from sky, 5 inches.
What?
It actually might be a pretty funny game.
Tension rising in Germany.
What?
Oh.
Oh my. Yeah, that looks fun.
So something that did have a successful launch was Lego Fortnite.
That's
which
fun.
I played very briefly. I'll be honest.
It's
very
brief. Oh, you played it?
I played it for like 15 minutes.
Huh.
But it was very fun from what I tried.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
We went into the desert.
Yeah. It's actually
yesterday.
Kind of crazy how much more there is than I initially thought.
The building is sick.
Oh.
Like the building system.
Right after you got off, I upgraded the town and I unlocked this huge cabin thing. It's like 200 wood to build.
Because I built the watchtower last night, and that was like 115 wood or something.
Yeah. I guess the game has been a rumor for a while, from what someone told me.
Zebby said it was a rumor.
Yeah, but I only heard about it like a week ago. When it
came out of nowhere.
Yeah. They released a trailer, and I was like, what is this? How did they just now release a trailer?
There's also the Rocket League type game that they released, and the
Festival, which is the Guitar Hero.
Yeah. I haven't tried those, and probably won't.
I'm not going to try Guitar Hero. Never been a fan of that.
But this Lego game is insane.
You said there was like more bosses than even Minecraft. Well, Minecraft doesn't have a lot.
It's only like three in Minecraft, so it's not hard to beat. But still, like I got chased by this giant golem rock monster thing in the desert.
There's like dragons. There's like sandworms, I think.
They just casually release like a better Minecraft that's Lego.
With 1,200 of the skins in-game.
Yeah, that's crazy how they recreated them.
And the dances and stuff. Even though I don't even like those.
It's funny in Lego
when
form.
It's Lego form, I actually like it.
Yeah.
When it's that cringe regular Fortnite style, I can't stand it.
With the default dance with all the people in your village.
It's so
everyone
funny.
Just Wait, starts do doing it? The default dance
oh,
with
that's
you.
Funny.
It's really, really funny.
Huh.
Like he'll just randomly go over and do that, and then the entire village stops what they're doing and dances with him.
That's awesome.
And I have that like tiny headed bear thing following me around.
Oh, or the cat buff thing. Cat.
Yeah. Like the skins are actually funny in Lego form, but when you see them in that regular style, it's just
cringe.
Eh. Yeah. I saw they had Walking Dead skins they released, and they had like Daryl and Michonne and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But the way he was standing just looks so lame. Like he was holding this knife, and it looks so
in the Fortnite style.
Yeah.
Oh,
it does not look cool.
But the Alan Wake 2 skin is so good. I wish they turned it to Lego.
Yeah,
it's probably a. I don't know, maybe
they
don't have
they can't do like I don't I think they can do their own but
they
can't.
Did Star Wars
oh
you can play true. As like Boba Fett and Darth Vader and stuff.
I want them to release a because I actually enjoy Fortnite no build. I would love to have a Lego version of Fortnite no build.
Huh.
Oh
like,
yeah,
just like Lego style, like that would be so fun. Like
can
the hitbox
Lego skins in game in
no.
regular Fortnite
yeah.
Like the hitboxes would be small.
Well, I mean,
when you die, you break. You know,
them having that in the game, though, there could be like a non-official version.
Yeah, I think there'd just be, I don't know, no other battle royale can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just game over at that point.
It like I got a bunch of Epic credit for buying Alan Wake, and if there's a skin like a Lego skin that's actually cool, I might use it to get
V-Bucks.
Yeah,
Kale bought V-Bucks.
I bought $10, but I had a $5 or $6 of the credit. So technically I paid $5 of my
Let
money.
Me guess, you want V-Bucks for Christmas?
No.
No, I
just wanted one
like,
skin to use
Lego.
In the Lego Fortnite.
Right now they have the Lego Ninja Turtles as skins.
Do they have Lego Ninjago skins?
No. Oh, I don't know if they'll do that, but
if that Darth Maul one comes back, I don't know.
Yeah.
That Darth Maul one's so cool. But like
starting.
I don't know. I'm not gonna get any more.
Lego. I don't know. It's very different. I can't really stand the normal Fortnite, but they're gonna keep adding to this thing. It's a full-on game, and it's not like battle royale or anything. It's like survival, crafting, exploration.
Didn't they bring like the Minecraft head developer or something in or something?
Oh, I don't know. But it's really cool because it reminds us a lot of Lego Universe, which was an MMO, and
very similar.
Just the style, like it wasn't fully everything was Lego, like Lego Worlds was, but it was like regular environment and then like Lego people and objects and weapons and stuff. But this is just like right now we're at a stage where we actually have to build up to the mountains in the desert with stairs to actually mine the gems. Then we got to make a gem cutter to refine the gems. And like we haven't even gone to the snow area yet.
Kind of reminds me of the forest, which was something else that released this year. But
oh,
when we had that system
too, yeah,
we built a pulley system or whatever it's called, where a zipline system where we built zip lines all the way up this giant mountain so that we can cut trees up there. Oh no, we would send trees up, right? Because we wanted to build like a cabin up there or something.
Yeah, we also wanted to build those to get to the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, the game is releasing when, February or something?
I think so. And I think Outlast Trials is releasing in March.
Oh really?
Too.
So, I would be interested to try that again.
Yeah.
No, I want to. I want to play it again when they fully release
it. It is a fun game. Oh, something monumental that makes this year special is that the GTA 6 trailer was finally shown off after like what, a decade?
Is it monumental for us though?
Well, I mean, I don't really care. I mean, like in gaming,
like okay, it's
in just
GTA.
In just gaming, like people went nuts. Like
they did. Honestly, trailers don't mean a lot to me. Yeah. I want to see gameplay.
Was like, there gameplay?
I can't. It remember. Was all in-game footage.
Well, the other day, there was randomly an ad that popped up. It was like a few people get early access to some like really closed alpha for GTA 6, and it was by Rockstar.
No. Probably like, for top YouTubers.
I'm like, what is that? That's so random. It feels like a scam ad.
Top YouTubers? You mean like Kubo Gaming?
Wish.
Yeah,
but that'd be know. Crazy. Weird.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the day before was a big one. We looked forward to that a few years ago when it was announced, and at one point it was the top favorited game on Steam.
Wishlisted.
Yeah. And you know, at one point, they said they were going to release the trailer. And then they didn't. And they said, oh, we got to delay the trailer. And so everyone got upset about that. And then they released this, like, just Unity asset-filled trailer that, like, had no substance. And then from there, people were like, yeah, there's no game. There's no actual game here. It's just assets they're reusing.
I just don't understand it. I just can't understand how they can string people along.
It was a rug pull, pretty much.
Well, no, they were trying to get investor money.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then just kind of bail.
Like, although, apparently, according to like so, the one of the, I don't know if it was by one of the developers or somebody that was within the company, said that there were 200,000 copies sold, and 90,000 of them were refunded or something.
Oof.
Oh,
I mean, they pulled it from Steam. Completely.
There could have been a lot more that were refunded.
How do you go? How long was it? Like 5 years that thing was kind of like,
I don't know.
How do you go day by day, like? Just like not making any progress.
The company was all volunteers. There was only like
three people. Really?
Yeah. Every single person that worked on the game were volunteers.
The development studio made Prop Night, right?
Yeah, but that was, people also said that that was kind of a scam game.
Oh, was it?
They have a history of that. And now they've changed their name to something else.
Well, they closed their
studios or something.
So wait, they closed their business and started a new one?
I don't know if they closed it. They at least renamed their company.
No, I think they closed. Fantastic.
So they couldn't get sued?
Yeah, they fully like shut Fantastic, like the name and all that, down and made a new one.
Mm.
Wow.
So you can't buy The Day Before on Steam anymore.
Nope.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I saw some gameplay.
But they didn't even move Prop Night or Day Before to their new company. They just kept the Wild 8.
What's the Wild 8?
The Wild 8 is like one of their only actual good games that they've ever created.
But that, like, probably wasn't one of that people would get upset about.
No. Because people actually liked it a little bit.
I think with The Day Before, people are looking, like, you guys remember back in it was like 2012 to like 2016, there was like the zombie game craze.
DayZ.
Like DayZ. Mm. I think people are wanting to bring or have a new game that brings that nostalgia back. I think that game was like supposed to be it.
That game was supposed to be an MMO. It could have been.
If they got actual
It was an extraction at the end. That was,
and there was like one zombie in the town.
It looked so bad.
Did you watch the donkey video on it?
No, but I saw gameplay.
He's like, I'm looking for zombies. And he walks into the huge like New York Times Square, and there's just one zombie there. He's like, there's a zombie.
So bad.
He jumped on a table or something in the street, and the zombie couldn't hit him. It was ridiculous.
So bad.
The Big Walk, or just called Big Walk.
What is that?
It's a game that they showed off at the Game Awards.
That one game with the
ducks.
It's not ducks.
Oh.
I don't know what they are, to be honest.
Yes, yeah. This game looks so good.
I can't wait for this game.
It kind of reminds me of Bugsnax, but with better graphics.
And it's multiplayer.
It's fully multiplayer.
I think they're supposed to be ants.
The way that they represented the trailer was perfect. Like, just the stuff you would do. Whoa. Are you showing this on stream, Ben?
They look like ants to me. They're their bodies.
I don't know what they are. I feel like I've seen that.
I feel like random things that they created.
They probably are.
Random people.
This is by the people who made Untitled Goose Game, which I never got into that, but I know Ben was.
That game was so funny.
Like, the way they represented the trailer, it wasn't cringe or anything. It's like how people would actually play it.
Yeah. It looks really interesting. When is it coming out?
2025. It's in Forge, but... I mean, hey, if it's...
What if his nose get huge?
What? He was talking into the hole.
He was talking.
Oh.
I think if there's in-game voice chat. Which I feel like a lot of games need to have that type of thing, like really good like in-game voice chat, like Lethal Company. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
we have that later on the list. But that is it's one of the most fun games we played multiplayer this year.
Oh yeah, one of the most unique. Yeah,
we were just dying laughing the first time we played it.
Oh my gosh, we had so many clips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I've played like one other time before. We haven't even scratched the surface of the planets.
Oh my goodness.
You've only been to like three of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta continue that save file that we have. I think the four of us, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah, I was in this one place and someone got shot by a nutcracker with a shotgun.
They have shotguns? those are the ones you can grab the shotgun from.
I don't know if you can grab the shotgun or not.
You can actually use it, yeah.
But like they just like march around and if they see you, they shoot you with a shotgun.
That's crazy. And there's so much they can do with that game. Like, isn't it early access still?
Yeah, it's
one developer.
One developer?
And he made Roblox games before.
That's impressive.
I mean, Roblox games are not exactly easy to make. Actually, good ones, because it requires coding in a lesser-known coding language. Mm. So translating that to Unity is honestly easier.
Lethal Company was a Roblox game?
No.
Oh.
He made Roblox games before.
Based on the character models, you can see that it was originally supposed to be like an Among Us type game.
Mm-hmm.
And then he probably changed it, and it's way better for that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I gotta play it again. I keep hearing about it. Zevi keeps talking about it.
Brian keeps saying he wants to play it.
Yeah. We definitely gotta play. And I got that mod thing,
too. We can get the mod thing that gives us more than four.
The thing is, it's not updated to the latest version.
I played it like 3 days ago.
What, the together?
Yeah.
Is it updated to the Nutcracker?
I never had issues. I saw the Nutcracker.
Marvel Blade got announced, which looks really cool.
It's a cinematic trailer.
Yes, although I don't know if you guys saw the concept art, but art style's weird. Like, I don't know, Ben, if you can find it.
It's an Arcane game, though.
I know, but
it's all Arcane games look like
that. I don't know.
Like
it's super early. Like, I'm not going to judge it. I'm just saying, like, when I saw it, I was like,
They showed off a vampire game, and then it was Arcane. So, obviously, they already released Redfall this year, which was
the biggest
I say worst game of the year.
Yeah.
Worst game of the last few years,
then
probably.
Golem?
Oh,
I mean, I don't know.
King Kong too.
Rise of Kong, Golem, and Redfall.
The thing about Golem is no one actually wanted it.
Oh, that's concept art.
That I don't know. Like, it's concept art.
That's not how it's gonna look.
Yeah, but
concept art always looks so different.
Yeah,
like that's just like low poly versions of what it will look like.
Okay, because I'm hoping for something that looks like really good, like a really good.
No, if it looks anything like Dishonored and stuff like that, which I would assume it will.
I think
third person. Well, yeah, Deathloop and
that type of thing.
It's going to look amazing.
But it's third person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be a really cool game if pulled off well.
Yeah. You said Golem. Obviously, that was just awful, but no one actually wanted it.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it was going to
fall. Golem and Kong were both like
Walking Dead.
Out of nowhere garbage.
Walking Dead game.
The Walking Dead. Wait,
no, I didn't.
Oh my gosh. Can we bring up the models for that?
I may have actually seen a picture of the models.
It is so bad.
I don't understand
who made that.
How they even got the rights to make that.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's really bad. I was watching someone play it. It's, I just don't understand.
This is completely random, but I see, like, I saw my shirt on the thing. When I played Alan Wake American Nightmare, he was wearing the same exact shirt.
What?
Like, I was playing it the other day, and I saw the shirt, and I looked down, and I realized it was, like, the same thing, with the sleeves rolled up.
Did you, like, slowly touch the screen?
I was like, it's meant to
be. And you get pulled in, and you're like,
what? What? No.
He's not as bad, but what is Rick's face?
So, there's
Pinhead.
There's one I just saw that was.
What are you calling Pinhead?
That is supposed to be the other dude.
Whatever.
Yeah, Shane. Ugh. All right. Wait. We gotta find one with Rick that's really bad. Like, that's bad.
No way that's him. Ew.
That is so bad.
That's not even the same person.
Destinies.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What even is the game? Is it on the console?
I have no idea what it is.
I don't know what it is, actually. I think it's a single player story. It follows the show, pretty sure.
What is that? Awful Photoshop.
I don't know. Just
yeah, it's pretty terrible.
No. Wait.
Yes! That one.
Ew. He looks like Gollum.
Is this on stream or no?
I can't.
Is it hard to do?
Stream at the same time. I gotta like do the
transfer. Just look up what's it called? Walking Dead what?
Destinies
character models or something. It's really bad.
I just looked up Walking Dead Destiny.
His eyes look like Gollum's eyes.
Yeah.
The game.
Anyway, there's been a handful of like really abysmal games like this, like Gollum, like Kong, or whatever.
Day Before.
But I think Redfall is by far the worst game of the year because it had a lot of hype behind it.
For a lot of people, the biggest disappointment was Starfield. Because, I mean, how many years have they been developing this?
Wait, have you guys seen Nakey Jakey's video?
I heard about his video
the past like week. It's so good. You guys got
to
watch it.
I've been wanting to watch it. I saw it come up in my recommended.
He's talking about like Bethesda games and how everything's just outdated.
Well, you know that they already said that they're doing the Elder Scrolls, the next game, in that same engine. And they're not updating it.
What?
And it's coming out in like 3 years.
Wow.
So.
Is it really that hard to develop a new engine? Probably, right?
I mean, yeah, but it's just so uninspired. Like, they used to put a lot of effort into, like, Fallout New Vegas and 3 and stuff. Fallout 4 is when they stopped attempting. Like, they just want to make, like, the formulaic thing like Ubisoft.
So, how old is this engine that they're going to be building this new game in?
Do you know, Ben? What was the first game they had it in?
Like 2003 or something?
Was Skyrim? Was Skyrim the first game they had in this engine?
In the Creation Engine? I thought Creation it was like Engine Oblivion 2. Was the one in the Creation Engine 2.
Is that what it's called?
Maybe Oblivion. But
well, Creation Engine 2, there wasn't really much difference between the 1 and the 2. But
Skyrim was the first game to use.
That's what I thought. Engine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you ever see the what is it? It was Todd Howard, and it was some random dude that was interviewing him and a couple other people. And then the guy's like, "Can you tell us why Starfield is so unoptimized on Steam?" And he's like, it's not unoptimized. Just get a better PC. You might need to upgrade your PC for this game.
He needs some training.
That's
not how you respond to that question.
I saw pictures of him after in the Game Awards after like the Game of the Year was announced, and his face was so upset looking. Like, I'm not surprised he didn't win any awards. I enjoyed the game for maybe 20 hours, but then honestly, I had no reason to keep playing it.
It wasn't even in any of the rosters to win any awards, too, yeah. Which was even funnier.
It's just, like, you can't make it big with the same kind of engine.
If you watch Nikki Jakey's video, he literally goes over everything that's wrong with it.
Is this the video I keep seeing where it says this developer's game design is old or something? Or outdated?
He's usually on, like, a workout ball in a green screen. Yeah,
that's him.
I haven't seen him before. I keep seeing that video. I haven't watched it yet.
He makes really good videos, but the thing is, like, he puts one out every like 3 months.
He spends a lot of time editing.
So it's I really look forward to his videos every time he releases one.
Jurassic Park survival horror game.
Yeah, it looked pretty decent.
Yeah, not bad.
It was in the Game Awards. Go watch the trailer if you want to see it. We don't really care too much about it, but
there's a game called Black Myth Wukong, which I don't know
that's the monkey one.
Yeah, but I don't know like if that has like a following already, or if it's a completely new
thing.
Is
a release date.
Well, is it a completely new thing that's coming out, or is it like a story?
Oh, it's a completely new thing. It was like they started development when Unreal Engine 5 was released.
Mm.
They're making the whole game in Unreal Engine 5.
Looks really cool, though.
Does look cool. It's Chinese mythology and stuff.
But they actually gave us like a date for release. I think it was like August 28th or something.
Yeah, one of the only games August next year.
That's super weird.
Wait, there was I don't have it on the list, but there was that other one. It was like not Berserk. It was like you know what, it looked at Castlevania.
Oh,
but it wasn't. It was like the last Berserk something like,
yeah, I remember that. Looks pretty good.
That it was like a Souls-like looking thing. Yeah, it looked really, really fun.
Yeah.
Rise of the Ronin.
Which that's the Team Ninja game that's coming out, PlayStation exclusive in March.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't remember either.
That's it's by the same people who did Neo and Wolong.
That looks okay. They did show it off.
They did show some gameplay and stuff.
That was the red
I'm actually
one.
Looking forward
All
to
the
it.
Red. It was like the Japanese, but everything was like, a lot of it was red. Was that the one where they, no, wait.
No, I don't remember.
He it's more like open world, this one.
Huh.
So I'm actually looking forward to it.
Exodus was that space game that looks like Mass Effect.
Yeah, the one. All right. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh,
he showed up.
We thought it was gonna be Interstellar.
That they were referencing it.
Yeah they for definitely sure. Were.
They made a point to reference time loops, even though like that was a very minor part of the trailer.
Mm.
Like, that was, like, the very start of the trailer. Probably just, like, the setup for the game. Probably. I don't know if it's going to have...
Actually, I am actually very interested in that game. It looks... like
it looks it super very... Mass Effect, though.
Yeah.
Like...
It looks like it could be a very good story game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pony Island 2.
Which one is
that
one?
Developer?
Inscription.
Yeah.
Okay. The Inscription developer.
So Pony Island 1, yeah. I think Game Theory has a video on it from a while back, but it's one of those games where it's like 2D, very minimalistic, but then like if you do certain things, it like devolves into like the creatures killing each other and stuff.
Mm.
And there's a lot of hidden stuff in the game that's kind of hard to find. And this game, there's a famous actor in it.
The dude, the Asian guy, the comedian, the Asian comedian guy.
Huh? Reminds me of,
No, I thought it was like Seth Rogen or something.
In this game?
No,
that's Pony Island 1, Ben.
I know.
There was some white dude who was like, I forget.
No, I thought, or it was the Asian comedian guy. I forgot what his name was, but you've probably seen his videos before on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
He's like the bad guy in it
with
or something.
With a deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Oh.
That's who he is.
Wait, are you sure he's a comedian? Don't you mean the guy that plays, No. Sorry. Thinking of
No, he's just, he's
like
a YouTuber.
Like a skit writer.
He's big into like Pokemon and card games and stuff, and he has like a really deep voice, and he does
skits.
He does, yes, short skits with his voice.
Yeah, that actually looks really cool.
That's pretty much all of like the game award / announcement stuff.
Then there's we have basically games that we've played over the year, kind of just quick review. We can kind of speed through these.
Well, so most of them we played.
Well,
yeah.
One of them on here, well, at least two. I'm just going to cover one. Baldur's Gate 3 won Game of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
People were obsessed with it for months, and Chug and I called that it would be Game of the Year, even though we never played it. I figured I'd throw that out there as an honorable mention, more so than that. But
well, people can finally stop talking about it now that it won Game of the Year. And just
yeah, I figured if we didn't mention it, people would like some people might like be upset about that. But
I think Hogwarts Legacy is the big one for us. I mean, I never beat it. I actually never got far into it, but there was like a certain excitement about it that almost kind of felt like when Elden Ring came out, but not as big.
Well, yeah, because that's
because all of us were playing at the same time.
I hadn't watched the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, really?
And in the month of January up until the release of Hogwarts Legacy, I watched all the Harry Potter movies in a row.
Yeah.
And watched them, yeah. I loved them.
I mean,
and it got me more hyped for the game.
The game is the best selling game of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's weird because like it feels like it was like last year at this point.
Yeah, it does.
And it feels like it wasn't that popular, but no, it was huge.
Yeah,
it was like bigger than COD. COD is second this year because of Hogwarts,
which is surprising because usually I think usually COD is like first, if not up there. Like,
but even then, COD is like the worst rated COD in a while, and it's still the second best selling game of the year. So
yeah,
it's one of those things. Like, I don't know why it's as badly rated as it is. The campaign, yeah, I understand, but the other gameplay, I actually enjoy it.
I do. I love the multiplayer, but I mean, it is copy-paste. Although I'm very excited for this coming Treyarch game.
Yeah.
First COD that has had 4 years of development.
Mm.
Wave-based zombies.
They better make it good, though.
Yes. They're doing wave-based zombies again, finally. Yes.
Well, we talked about Redfall. That was a major failure.
Doozy. And Starfield, a little bit.
Modern Warfare 3, yes.
I don't think Jedi Starfield Survivor. Was considered a failure.
Wait, it wasn't. It's just...
No, I think people actually kind of liked it. I mean, not as to the extent that they thought they would.
No, I enjoyed Starfield.
Yeah.
But...
For a bit. But also, I played Cyberpunk after, and I would not play Starfield after playing Cyberpunk.
Well, the thing is, once you complete the faction quests, there's nothing else to do.
I did, like, the pirate faction quest, and that was pretty fun. But then, I had no appeal for the main story.
Like, at least if you are going to play Starfield, go and do all the faction stuff. There's like five or six different factions with different quests that go along with it. They're all really good. Everything else in the game is pretty mid.
MW3, we talked about it briefly. I probably have more hours in that than anything this year because just like grinding camos and stuff.
Jedi Survivor.
That
huge.
Amazing one.
I forgot about that. That was this year.
Well, it was the performance, remember? The performance was dookie.
I still got like...
Yeah.
It wasn't like game-breaking for me.
No, it wasn't. It's just...
it was that good of a game that even though I normally can't stand that performance, I still played despite that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that game that will just completely turn it off.
Wait, that didn't win any awards.
No.
Wow, that's surprising.
There's a lot of games that came out this year, though.
I know, but that was like, a very good one.
The Dead Space remake, that didn't win any awards. Resident Evil 4 didn't win any awards.
Oh, wait. No. I thought it won
it. It won sound design.
Yeah.
Didn't it? No, was that Hi-Fi Rush?
No,
it was Hi-Fi Rush that won.
Oh, okay. No, most of the big games, Lies of P didn't win any awards.
Mm.
Like
there were
so many games this year that it was really hard.
Somehow the Mario game got on that.
It doesn't make sense.
Nintendo paid him off. Who cares?
I don't know.
Donkey did a video on Mario Wonder, and I watched it, and like, it's a Mario game. It's not like anything amazing. Like, you could have a lot of fun, especially playing multiplayer, but how could you compare that?
it's Mario. It's not, I don't know.
And how did that win Game of the Year?
It was in the Game of the Year roster.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't know.
Diablo 4. Which some people say it's a flop. Some people really enjoyed it. And
I got my time out of that game, though.
Don't people say that usually everyone in the Diablo community says, like, oh, it's a flop. But then as time goes on, like, it becomes.
That happened with 3. And now everyone's, like, wishing that 3 was the main game, even though it was the same thing in the beginning.
I don't understand, like, when people say, oh, it's a flop. Like, I'd say I got my time out of it. Like, I think I have, like, almost 200 hours in Diablo 4.
I feel like the more accessible something is, the more the community will complain. Because the game is more accessible than other Diablo games, I think. It's easier for new people to get into the series.
I feel like people get burnt out, and then they hate on it after they get burnt out on it.
Because the people that play these games play for hundreds of hours, and then get mad when there's nothing else to do at the end of that.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Grinding to level 100 in this game would have been ridiculous.
I didn't get to it.
Yeah.
And I have almost 200 hours.
What are you at?
90.
Wow.
I was close, but then a new season came out and you have to start a new character.
Oh.
And you don't get you can't use the eternal characters, like the base ones, in the seasonal realm. So I couldn't. I mean, I can go back and get 100 with that character just for the sake of saying I got a level 100 character.
Yeah.
But I won't be able to do any of the seasonal stuff with it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I still have a season pass to use at some point. Mm-hmm. So whenever there's like a really good rated season, I might jump in and see how it's improved.
Talked about Sons of the Forest, great game, but when we play it again in February, it's gonna be way different.
It's gonna be a full different experience.
I feel like I see, like, there's this one YouTuber that I watch. He basically only does the forest content, and he like does this recap of all the updates. I wouldn't watch most of them, but sometimes I'll watch one, and it's just like, oh, we added 10 new things over here. There are 4 new cannibal types this update. Like,
that's crazy.
There are all these new cannibals, new monsters, like even from the original forest game, vehicles, full electricity and building with stone.
What?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Like, they've moved all the bunkers to completely new locations. There aren't pings at the beginning, so you have to actually find them and like.
It's gonna be insane. Story.
I did play when the stone was added, and it's really tedious. Like, kind of annoying, but.
Well, if we have a system together, usually like all of us.
You're playing by yourself, though.
Well, yeah, but it just took forever. I was literally like cheating them to get it in.
Cheating them?
Not cheating them, but I was just spawning it. I had like 60
hours.
That's
cheating.
And it literally took forever just building walls.
They added like 10 new traps on one of these updates. Like, one of the traps is like this big saw blade like thing that spins and will kill the big monsters in one hit.
Ooh.
Like crazy stuff like that.
I'm so excited.
Electric fences.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You can have a compound like in Rust now.
You could, yeah. That's like funny. Put an electric fence.
Had one. Kind of. It was a wooden.
We used the cliff walls. As a.
Yeah.
As like a.
We had a good system going.
That was really
we
fun.
Did, yeah. I'm excited for the full release.
Dead?
Huh?
What's Dead?
Space.
Dead Space Dead's remake?
What?
I just see Dead.
It didn't update for you?
I see Dead Space.
I don't know. That was weird.
We kind of touched on that. You're the only one that played it, I think.
I played briefly. I didn't beat it. I played it on Steam Deck mostly.
I was
doing a second playthrough with just the plasma cutter to get the achievement.
Seems tedious.
But no, it was actually pretty easy. I threw it on the easiest difficulty.
Mm.
You just go through.
Wow. Yeah.
And then if you have just one weapon in your inventory, the only ammo that drops is for that weapon.
Jeez.
Huh. So.
And there's Callisto Protocol, which is like Dead Space.
Callisto Protocol.
I think you liked it at first.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I did.
Then why'd you respond like that? Well, I know other people had trouble, but you kind of pushed through the jank.
Oh, yeah. They have DLC, which I haven't played.
Yeah.
There's like a whole new like extend.
It's kind of weird how they released that the year that Dead Space remake.
No, it was December, month before Dead Space came out.
Oh, so Callisto came out last year.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Huh. Atomic Heart came out this year.
If you go back in the podcast, like I talked about that so much, wanting to play it, but I never actually played it.
Atomic Heart is amazing.
Because that was like one of our big games.
That's
like,
one of those games that I'd highly recommend you guys to go play.
It was different than what we originally thought, but we still want to play it, just not with the same level of hype.
Yeah, I don't. Something came out at the same time.
There's also DLCs for that game, which I haven't played either.
We were playing Hogwarts at the same time.
Is that what happened?
And Sons of the Forest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
It was okay. It got mixed in with everything.
But that always happens. There's something that like takes my attention, and then another game kind of like just goes to the back burner for like ever.
Yeah. But there are so many good games this year. It's crazy.
Outlast Trials.
Which that was early access and still is.
That's,
yeah. We have like 8 hours in it.
I say
eight
that
or
game,
9 hours.
That game was fun.
We got more hours out of Outlast Trials than we did with both of the other two Outlast games combined.
Yeah, that's not combined.
I think they were like six hours each.
Oh.
And I've played Outlast 1 multiple times.
I'd say Outlast Trials is fun, but I don't think it's necessarily scary.
No.
Like it's
We always thought that though, like it's gonna be really hard to make multiplayer scary. Mm-hmm. Though Lethal Company does it right.
Yeah. For sure.
The voice chat though.
Imagine Outlast, like an Outlast multiplayer game. You're all in an insane asylum with walkie-talkies.
That
in-game
would
voice
be
chat.
Crazy.
Wait, is there in-game voice chat though? I thought there was. We
oh,
just
there
didn't
is.
Use
and
it.
There are walkie-talkies. Yeah, there is.
I don't know if it'd be the
you
same,
extract
though.
Too.
Well, it's very action-based. Like you need to do things quick. Yeah. Like with the objectives,
you
like the
wouldn't
police want to one,
split up,
where you need to push the thing and then the guy keeps whacking at you when you're trying to.
I think it was so
annoying.
I think I do like the freedom of like something like Lethal Company where you kind of go in, get what you need and leave. Mm. With this one, it's like, you do have to do like the scripted actions, which I think.
And then you have to do those again on harder difficulties to get better ratings. And it's like,
But I'm interested in playing the new modes or whatever. And I still am curious on what happens when you leave. You don't leave, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. When you get that token or enough tokens to leave the
facility? That you need to like complete the same missions over and over and over again a bunch of times for
it's
that.
It's totally annoying.
Yeah.
But Crab Champions came out maybe this summer.
So weird.
I thought it was a little before the summer.
I think it was the summer.
I played that game a lot.
Yeah, we played that forever.
Crab Champions was fun.
That was awesome.
It's very Risk of Rain 2-ish.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they updated it.
I'm sure they have.
I think it was like a meme game they kind of just threw out there. April.
That's when I downloaded it.
Yeah, that was so fun. I love Crab Champions.
Yeah, it was super good. I like when they come out with good roguelikes.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Lethal Company.
Mm-hmm.
RE4 Remake, another massive game for us.
Yeah.
That's my game of the year.
That plus Jedi Survivor were very close in releases.
Yeah. What is it? Alan Wake 2 and Resident Evil 4 for me. It was like very like on the same level.
Yeah. I think,
And then the DLC came out, which was just like adding to it. It wasn't
anything.
I mean,
it was good. I really
it was
liked
good,
the DLC.
But it wasn't crazy. It was just good to get back into
RE4.
Yeah. It was just good to feel that.
It was just fun.
Again.
It's one of those DLCs where you just go back over like the existing stuff you've already been.
Mm-hmm.
That was what the Alan Wake DLCs were like.
Yeah. Well, like, in the RE4 DLC, it's basically just you see it from another person's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Remnant 2, which was very mixed for us.
We actually never beat it. It's funny. I was actually talking to someone that played it too with their friends, and I was like, yeah, we actually never beat the final boss. And they're like, oh, we didn't either. Because it's just so cheap.
Yeah. I mean, the first half of the game, we're like, these bosses are so creative.
Yeah.
And insane. And after a little bit, we got to the root part where they just spammed root enemies and bosses.
Wait, you know what I think it is?
Huh.
What if they like saved all the good stuff for the beginning of the game to sponsor the people, like sponsor like YouTubers and Twitch streamers to play it? And then everyone sees, oh, these bosses are so good. They get the game, play through it. And then when they get to the doo-doo fart stuff, they're like, oh, I can't refund it now because I'm already like 10 hours into the game.
Yeah, I think maybe. I saw that it was rushed. Like they were actually spending a good amount of time, and for some reason they had to rush their release date, so they kind of just forced them out. And then
that's such a shame, because we were having so much fun in the first half of the game.
There was an area that was very
Bloodborne
like.
Yeah, that was so cool. And also, like, the next game you release, just ditch the whole root thing. No one is, like, interested in a root.
The root is back.
It's like,
even though you defeated it in the last game,
there's no character to the root. Like, it's just this weird abstract tree people.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
like, it's not even interesting.
I mean, they're trying to do what the in Destiny, like the robot people. What is that called?
The Vex?
Vex, yeah. Like this faceless robot.
Yeah, but the Vex were good. I really loved the Vex.
Yeah, it was more interesting, more well done.
I love all the enemies in Destiny, which I want to play Destiny 1 again.
What?
I want to play Destiny 1 again. Because they didn't do the garbage crap they did with 2. It's like you have to work your way through everything.
Mm.
What's this next garbage, huh?
Tears of the Kingdom?
Yeah.
Tears of the Kingdom? It's one of my top games of the year.
Wii.
What?
That deserves a Wii.
Playing it on the emulator?
Playing it on the Wii, Ben?
Yeah,
480p.
That's not something Chuck and I played, but I've heard good things about it.
I played like you got like 3 hours of it.
The thing about that game though is they don't do the typical stuff that a lot of other open world games do that you like.
Mm-hmm.
That you like.
I like checklist.
Yeah, you like the I like this objective. A checklist, and when you complete the objective, a bunch of flashy stuff comes up on screen and gives you a little dopamine hit. That's what you like in an open world game.
I just don't like
not necessarily world, like for everything though. Like
no,
that's like a lot of the stuff that I do like is that.
I feel like it kind of like fell off the face of the earth though after like the first.
It came out on Switch.
It didn't because we don't follow that community.
Yeah,
it was extra popular.
But then Mario came out too. Mario Wonder, whatever. I feel like that.
Honestly, I didn't know about that game until the Game Awards.
I remember seeing that on like a Nintendo Direct a while ago.
Like, I didn't even hear anything about that game, but I still get random Tears of the Kingdom stuff constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it still has a huge community. Just because, like, you can build so much stuff and there's a lot more
to do. The building is keeping a lot of people still into it.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it a lot because it's so sandbox-ish in that way, and there's not a lot of limitations. Yeah. Like, I made a blimp or a hot air balloon that flies horizontally.
Video so, you sent
like, it shouldn't even work, but like it does, and like I loved creating these things that just defy physics.
Yeah, I think it's not our realm really.
We're
more PC. It's not so much.
What is it? I played Breath of the Wild, and I got to the like I basically did all the shrines. I basically like pretty much did everything other than defeat Ganon or whatever it was at the very end of Breath of the Wild. I just didn't want to because there wasn't a reason for me to. So I just didn't do it.
I really liked
Breath of the Wild.
From an outside perspective, I feel like I'd probably play the first game over the second game.
Oh, I don't know. Because the first game is way more tedious and repetitive than the second game.
I feel like the second game has too much for me. Like,
but there are cooler abilities in the second game, though.
You don't have to do any of that. Like, it's optional. You can just stick with, if you follow straight story, it takes you through, like, the set path through both. But, like, you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
And the story is, like, I don't like the story for either, to be honest, but it's definitely more interesting in Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm. I don't like the above world and the below world, though. I feel like I'd rather just have, like, the landscape, like, the straight-up world.
I didn't like the below world. I went in there and I just...
How long were you in there for?
Not long.
Didn't even have, like, anything, though.
Because it's very different. Like, there's a whole new set of enemies and, like, different things to worry about. There's actually a lot of combat down there. Like, way more combat in the first game.
Mm.
And I don't know. Like, I
feel like in general,
at least for Chug,
harder.
I don't think he gave it a full chance.
No, I probably didn't.
It takes longer to get into it than the first game because, like, you're very weak in all those biomes.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They, like, take away all the stuff that you earned in the first game.
No, it's you like, actually get to keep...
Your like, heart goes down to, like, 3 again. And you have to, like, regen it again.
There's that, but also, like... The energy and stuff like that is another thing you can get. And I don't know. I really like upgrading the batteries and all that stuff.
I feel like it'd be kind of ruined if they gave you everything.
Yeah. That was part of the fun of the first game.
They gave you the cool thing is, though, they transferred all your horses and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, I beat the first game 3 times, at least. Maybe even 4 times.
I think they have, like, 500 hours in the first game.
And I rarely do that for any game. So I guess it's just a certain audience.
Mm.
Yeah. I know Ben and I like more building stuff. Like, Ben likes the advanced building. I like more technical, like, wiring type building sometimes. Or just, like limited building, but you can be creative with it.
Mm. Building games are, like, the top things I have on Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of here with your building games. There's Lies of P.
Woo! I still haven't really... I
beat it three times.
Three times?
That's crazy.
You and your NG+.
I love the way... I love the atmosphere of Lies of P. It's so unique.
I love it. Yeah. Like, I said it before, but the final boss is one of the most interesting final bosses.
It's so cool.
Mm.
Have you... I'm not going to say what it is, but have you tried the weapon you get from the final boss?
No, I haven't played
it. You get the final boss's weapon.
Huh.
It's so cool.
Mm.
Like, just the whole concept, like, it makes it actually... creepy almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to say too much, but it was, I'm very glad I finished it. It was so worth it.
You've been a bad boy.
Oh.
Yeah, Geppetto over there.
There's Lords of the Fallen. Chuck is the only one that played that.
I beat it and it was like the final boss.
No, I played
dookie.
It.
Hated the final boss.
Honestly, I like the combat even better than Lies of P. Like, by a lot, but...
Well, the combat, yeah, it's kind of satisfying. It's just... The double worlds got so tedious for me.
I wasn't a fan of that, even in the first area. Like, I don't want to have to, like, wonder if it's in the primary world, or I have to go into another dimension to solve the puzzle.
I
thought that was cool. I mean, the way
it's cool, yeah.
I don't know how it was in practice.
My buyer pass that I made, one person in the comments said, like... I mentioned something about having two worlds is super tedious and kind of annoying at times. And he's like, isn't it the whole selling point of the game? And I texted back. I'm like, yeah, it is. But the thing is, like, as you progress, like, the first hour or two is like,
but that wasn't
really
though,
cool.
Because the first game didn't even have that.
No, but that was the selling point for this game.
It wasn't the selling point. The selling point was how good everything else looked.
That,
like, it was an interesting concept. Like, Caleb, imagine if you were playing Dark Souls 3, except as confusing as that is, you have to wonder about going into another dimension and wondering if there's, like, a thing you have to do there before a door opens on, like, the other side of the map.
Yeah, I can see that.
And while you're in there, there's, like, a separate set of enemies.
And they keep spawning.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just kill all the enemies and then, like, explore it.
I think
it just keeps spawning, and it gets harder and harder and harder as the longer you stay in there.
That, like, second dimension thing worked well in that other game. Can't remember the name of it.
The Medium,
because that was, like, a linear thing, and it was more for puzzle solving, but I guess it doesn't really work for, like, a Souls-like.
Yeah. In Souls-like, you need to have, like, a set level of enemies, and then when they die, they don't respawn.
Mm-hmm.
The respawning thing's annoying.
Or, like, with Dark Souls 2, if you defeat an enemy 10 times, they never respawn. And then you could use a bonfire aesthetic to reset the area and then do that again. But, like, something, like, different like that.
Mm-hmm. Armored Core, you only played that show.
Yeah, Armored Core is pretty good. What is it? I was going to say, like, Armored Core is fun. It's just, it's different. It's definitely, like, you have to go in not thinking of it as a Souls-like. Just think of it as an action.
Oh, no one ever thought that, though.
Yeah, I know. But
just a mech game.
It was a FromSoft game, so people were like, Dark Souls 5.
What?
Dark Souls 6.
Alan Wake 2, we kind of touched on.
Yeah. And then we mentioned Gollum and Kong.
Yeah. Well, it's Party Animals.
Yeah, Party Animals.
Something we were waiting for years.
And yeah, it didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
Whenever we play, we have a lot of fun with it.
We haven't played in a while, though.
And we'll Rage.
To play it for New Year's Eve or something.
When we
have stuff on the TV, so you can get a couple controllers or something.
That'd be fun. We have controllers all over the place now.
Yeah.
Like, did you get an extra controller in your PS5?
I have three controllers now.
Oh, wow.
For the PS5 controllers.
Yeah. But, like, you know, no shortage of controllers. We can have a lot of people playing.
Yeah.
I'd say it's been a good year
for gaming.
Oh, yeah.
It's been one of the better years in a while.
Especially with Jedi... RE4.
I still think it's funny how Spider-Man got snubbed by
a bunch of different things.
Because I've
still yet to play that.
People just say it's the same as the other game, so it's not like anything new.
Mm-hmm. People are really mad, though.
I heard they went safe.
Really?
Yeah, people are really mad. Like, Spider-Man didn't win any awards. Alan Wake 2 is garbage, blah, blah, blah.
Why Alan Wake 2? Why not? Why aren't they targeting Baldur's Gate? I don't know. I saw some people on comments saying, I've never heard of Baldur's Gate. Like, because they're mostly console players. Like, oh, Spider-Man 2.
Well, Baldur's Gate didn't come out on consoles until recently. It was only a Steam Early Access game up until, like, August.
I think casual players are just don't even... They weren't really sure what it was. And that's why they're mad about it, because they play Spider-Man 2.
Which I heard turn-based, and turn-based is...
Baldur's Gate is turn-based.
It's turn-based.
Audio listeners, he put a thumbs down. Because otherwise, that's really confusing for someone listening on audio.
That was your thumbs down noise.
Yeah. Yep.
I was gonna just be a new.
But I just made something else.
A new thing when we rate games: thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah. Like weird.
What's
like
the thumbs up?
I don't know.
You were thinking about making a noise, weren't you?
I was hoping it would have been a weird one. But yeah.
I think that's it for this podcast.
Good year. Look, I'm looking forward to next year. Whoa.
It's going to be the last podcast of 2023.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break next week and prepare some stuff for the new year.
Well, the next couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I think it's 2 weeks until the...
Two weeks, we won't have another podcast. Yeah. So stay tuned for...
We'll try to get some stuff together.
January is when we'll start up the podcast.
I don't really know what games are coming out quarter one.
I mean, we can cover Alan Wake.
Yeah, I could try to
cover
Alan,
like at least the first one and for our first podcast back or something, because...
Yeah.
That can be a really, really cool series we do.
I'm sure we'll also play some games over the Christmas and New Year's break or something.
Yeah.
And have something to talk about. So,
So, all right. I think that'll be it for this podcast, and we will see you next year.